Welcome to GamerCast, episode 149. I'm really full. I'm Adam.
I'm Paul. And this is a show for the 22nd of March.
Yeah, I think if I jiggled up and down, I might vomit.
2009.
I've just come from the pub from eating a large amount of food because I haven't eaten all day. And I'm still really cold because I've been out on the bike all day.
Yeah, and I'm eating right now.
Yeah, he's eating McDonald's. But he only eats the fries. Don't worry, he's not pumping himself full of dirty burgers.
No.
Chips are good.
Yes. They're made of potato. Potato is natural and healthy. Right, let's kick off with our letters.
Yeah.
Because we have none. Okay, we have no letters. But I will just check on the forums to see if there's anything groovy happening there.
What's happening on Groovetown?
Yeah, I suspect Groovetown's already registered.
While you're looking, quick update on the eBay side of things. I failed miserably and did not get a fight stick.
Oh.
So I've looked into it and I'm actually building one.
Yeah, not much on the forums.
So that's going well. I'm trying to find a nice piece of artwork that I'm going to draw up. Something to inspire me to draw for the front part of the box.
Oh, really? Nice.
And my dad found an easier way of doing it instead of just having to make the whole thing out of wood. He was finding that you can actually get, you know, like you can get those PCB boxes.
Mm-hmm.
That they do quite large ones, and I might be able to. I found one. It might not have a height clearance, but it might be big enough to house all of the components and the joystick and the buttons. So I won't have to build it, I can just get it, and it'll be made out of aluminium, and I can just get it sprayed up at a spray shop, and then fit all the components.
Fun.
Yeah.
So let's talk a bit about King of Fighters.
Yep, King of Fighters 12.
12?
Some people might be thinking, well, where is the other 11? Well, they were released, but King of Fighters, which is by... And some people might go, what is King of Fighters? Well, if you've ever played...
It's a crappy beat-em-up nobody likes.
If you've ever played Street Fighter, and you got as far as playing Capcom versus SNK and Capcom versus SNK 2, you've played... You played King of Fighters, because King of Fighters is made by SNK, like Capcom makes Street Fighter.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack, indeed.
Yeah, carry on.
So, yes, that's having it's coming out in US on arcade and consoles. It's got a release of
A release of never.
You really wanted to push that button then, didn't you?
Yeah, I needed just to come up with anything just to do it.
Yeah, any reason whatsoever. Yep, it has got a release date of July the 7th this year. So I'm not entirely sure. There is no UK, European release, but I imagine it will be a little bit further after. I think it might actually be in June. It's got worldwide release.
Wow, June. That's the same time as Sims 3.
Yeah, I imagine that.
Yeah, whatever.
Gary's girlfriend's going to be ecstatic now. She'll be able to get her hands on that damn game. Which has been held.
Sorry, back. I'm just balancing my volume between my sound effects.
Ah, sorry.
Quack, quack.
Yeah, whatever.
The foul claw, quack, quack.
Whoa. Oh, dude, you said what it was. I was going to leave that to the end until I announced what it was.
Oh.
Quack, quack.
Some people might not have got it.
Yeah, but foul claw would be listening all the way through it, and he'd just be hearing his voice, and he'd be like, what the what? Hey, Falclaw, we know you're listening.
We know you're listening. What?
Falclaw is, of course, that level 72 hunter who, while I was fishing, jumped into water and started swimming around and saying quack, quack. So, for some reason, he sent me his voiceover messenger. A couple of weeks back, actually. I was going to play it last week's episode, but I forgot. So, yeah, it's on here now.
King of Fighters...
King 12. Of Fighters.
Looks absolutely amazing. Last one I think was on the Xbox 360.
Xbox 360!
And this one is out on PlayStation 3, arcade, and Xbox 360. Got online competing and stuff like that.
Online competing!
Does look absolutely amazing. It's no Street Fighter 4, but for drawn graphics, it's been bumped up. HD quality sort of thing. So
HD quality. What does that even mean?
Well,
HD YouTube videos, which are like shit.
Because it's all drawn cartoon characters, and it's all flat, it's all 2D game. The better quality of graphics means that you get the better drawings in there, and they won't be too pixelated, so it actually will make it look better. Because you're not needing a high powerful graphics engine, because it's all flat imageries.
Dude, where I come from, the internet, there's no such thing as a 2D image. When you're inside the internet, everything is 3D.
It all looks like Tron.
Yeah, that's even better.
Everything's in color apart from the people's faces. Still can never work that out.
Are you finished with that?
I was going to say, check it out on the web. It's coming out soon.
Meh. I don't care about it. Meh.
Meh. Okay, meh.
That's the best I can do. I mean, King of Fighters? Is this shit game I remember on PS2? That nobody bought?
Probably.
It's had like a white cover with red writing on it.
It may
have. Is that the game I'm thinking of?
I don't know. Or you're thinking something Fury, where everyone's faces look the same.
Oh, am I? I don't know.
Fist of Fury.
I don't know.
I think it's Fist of Fury. It's the guy with the red baseball cap, and everybody's face that's drawn actually looks the same.
Copy paste. Let's talk a bit about the People's Republic of China.
Yeah, let's talk.
Everyone's favourite bourgeois institution.
Mm-hmm.
What's this about?
I don't know, I just saw all those.
Oh, for God. You add things to my show notes about knowing what it's about.
I said read them before we started.
Dude.
I said those words. I just saw the headlines and thought they were you.
Alright. Well, I don't really care, to be honest. I mean,
Chinese censor claims success against online gaming addiction.
The Chinese government has reported that measures it has been taking to counter what it perceives as online games addiction in the country's youth has been a success. Communicating through the state news agency, Xinhua, the government said that the number of online gamers under 18 in 2008 has declined to 15% of survey respondents, a 7% drop from the previous year's 183 million. China's General Administration of Press and Publication instituted the clampdown on online games in 2007 by limiting gamers to 3-hour sessions and requiring them to register to each game with real names and national card numbers to ensure they are over 18. According to the US Constitutional Executive Commission on China, the GOP is one of China's main government bodies responsible for censorship, blah blah blah. Who cares?
So kids falling down dead from playing World of Warcraft for like 24 hours straight.
You're going to have all these kids playing World of Warcraft for 3 days and then dying.
Yeah.
Which is bad, because when they die, their character just stops there and they're easy to kill. Not that I play against anyone from China, because obviously I'm on a European server. Let's talk a bit about Deutschland.
Deutschland, we're going around the houses here.
Yes, so if you remember a couple of weeks back, we had all those, like, that big school shooting in Deutschland, where some noob kid killed, like, all these other kids.
Yeah.
And then had a massive gun battle with the police and lost. What a noob. He should have put some body armor on or something.
Epic mount.
Hmm. If he had an epic mount, he would have been able to escape with his 100% speed. Although, of course, their police cars are 270%, aren't they? But never mind. This is German retail chain Galeria Kaufhof, whoever they are, will pull violent. Obviously, this is some tiny little. This is either like a sort of a supermarket type store, or something like. It's not like a proper game store, I don't think. Not with a name like that, Galeria Kaufhof.
Electronics store. I imagine it's like an electronics store.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, sells TVs as well.
They will put violent video games and films from it. They will pull violent video games and films from its shelves in response to the school shootings last week. Starting April, Cuffhoof. Let's actually look that up, shall we? We'll use one of these new Internet Explorer 8 features to quickly look stuff up.
Search the interweb.
Oh, here we go. Ooh, oh yeah, they definitely look like a game shop to me, don't they?
Straight away, they are advertising rugs and pillows. You can buy a full set of pillows for €19.95. They sell, sporting goods, business stuff, beauty accessories.
Yeah, so in other words, this is a non-news issue. They're just trying to drum up some attention.
Yeah.
Because we know in 2 months' time they're going to be back on the shelves.
Yeah.
Anyway, the article, this is from Reuters, goes on to say, so they no longer stop games with a 18 certificate or higher rating on them. Mm. Oh, we've got some counter stuff going on. Some dude. It doesn't say who. It really doesn't say who. Who the hell said this? They just got like a quote in there with not a tribute to them. And I think that Cuffhoof. What a silly name. They sound like a Tauren war chief or something. It's a complete overreaction. It borders on impulsive hysteria, said Stephen. Okay, here we go. Stephen Reichart, managing director at German Video Game Developers Association. It would be sufficient if retailers made sure their cashiers didn't sell this material to young people, which is what happens in the United Kingdom.
Mm.
Anyway, you know, we don't have any shootings here. Granted, it's
the only guns.
So obviously, you can get a gun in Germany, unlike here. But when was the last time we had a school shooting? Never. We have a school knife in, and some kids walked in with a knife, and then everyone just piles on him, and that's that. Mm.
You remove the weapons, the worst you're going to get is some kid has been hospitalized because he was beaten to death, near death, with a tree branch, because that's all they could get their hands
on. Oh my god, the tree branch massacre.
Dual wielding.
Yeah, dude, I was dual wielding some posters earlier today. I felt well epic. that's a bit pathetic, really. I mean, this Galeria Kaufhoof, or whatever it is. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Talk to the hand, noobs.
Fair enough. They, like, Game had done it a couple of times. They removed one game because there was a bit of a something about it. But it came off the shelves for a couple of days, and then it came back on again when it was Manhunt and stuff like that. You know, it's their response to say, we understand, we care. But, yeah.
It's just to avoid any negative press attention.
Yeah.
And this is obviously completely over the top. This computer games did not make that guy kill all his classmates.
No.
Or his former school people. You know? That's really, it's scarred. It's so annoying when... Seriously, like... Have I ever started jumping down the street with my bow and started... Pew, pew, pew?
Well, look at it this way, Paul.
Only when I'm messing about.
If a video game could entice a kid to go shoot someone, they would be... It means that they're that mentally disturbed...
Yeah, let's face it, the kid's brain has gone bye-bye.
They could have been watching a program about getting a chicken from when it's live and getting it to the plate. And before you know it, you could have gone in there with a knife and started trying to skin other kids. You're not going to blame that on video games. You know, he was inspired by the cooking show.
Really? He tried to make lots of chow children.
Yeah, chow main children. But you know what I mean? They're disturbed. They're going to get their inspiration from wherever.
Exactly.
Including society, not just video games.
Yeah, again, this is a case of the old school media attacking video games, because video games has eaten into their ad revenue, because now people don't watch television for 6 hours a day. They watch television for 3 hours a day, read a newspaper for an hour a day, and play computer games for 2 hours a day. Before, you know, video games were eating into that.
Yeah, TV was golden. Kids just played video games. And even then, like my generation, you know, when I was a kid...
Oh, you're a generation A boy, like me. Put it there, bro. Ow!
But when I had my Nintendo, And when
Nintendo,
I had my
Sega, you flipping Nintendo fan, get out of my room.
And then I had my Sega Mega Drive.
Mega Drive. I never had a Mega Drive. I was poor.
You had a Master System.
I could only afford a Master System. And I was lucky to get that, I'll tell you that.
You see, I only played on it.
Quack, quack.
Hey, Falco, how's it going, mate?
Quack, quack.
Oh, that's very nice. I do apologise, carry on.
I'd only play when it was raining or I was bored.
Yeah, still went outside and goofed about.
It didn't have the pull that it had had today.
No, because at the end of the day, we weren't buying a new game every couple of weeks.
No, they were too expensive for...
I mean, 40 quid, well, 30 quid for the Master System games, new ones.
Yeah, 40 quid for Mega Drive ones. I bought everything pre-owned most of the time, and you know, I would save up for a hell of a long time. I'd go look at games, and I looked at so many at once.
Yeah, exactly. We'd save up our pocket money for months to get
Christmas,
new games.
Christmas and birthdays, I'd get new games. It took me long enough just to save up for the console. But yeah. They've got no real thing. But you can see some retailers have to do that. They have to look like they're doing something about it. I must admit...
We should just stand... You know, unite it and say to the old school media, whatever, noobs. Let's face it, in 50 years' time, you're not going to be here.
I must admit, they ought to really... it would be nice if
It would be nice if the glorious revolution came and sorted all these problems out. You know? That kid who shot all those people, he would be arrested and put in jail. He'd be arrested, mate. And then he wouldn't be able to do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we can't arrest him before he does it, because he hasn't done anything yet.
No.
Or you could just arm everyone, and then that kid wouldn't be able to shoot anyone, would he? He'd walk into that school, pull out the gun, before he knows it, somebody has already shot him.
Yeah.
You know, I actually say that to people, and they think I'm crazy. But if you arm everyone, you know, the worst thing that can happen is you're going to have one psychopath, and instead of going on a rampage... He might only be able to take out two or three people before he's taken out himself.
At the moment,
the nut job has a complete monopoly on power by being armed, while everyone else is these defenseless chickens who their only option is to rush the dude. And they're not going to do that because they're too dumb.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But then the other side of the coin is...
The glorious revolution, comrade.
You can get to like the Wild Wild West where anybody who's drunk has got pissed off.
But within a couple of years, mate, all these nut jobs will be gone.
Yeah.
It would just be sensible people armed to the teeth with thermonuclear weapons. Yeah!
Like that gun in Crisis when you redid one of the levels so you could shoot a mountain and fire a nuke off.
Yeah, well, epic. The nuke gun.
Yeah.
The working class must arm themselves with the most destructive weapons imaginable.
Pocket nukes.
Well, there's you can only have a nuke of a certain size. You can't have like mini nukes because you need a chain reaction, and without enough uranium or fissionable material, you're gonna get a chain reaction, and so it just go, and that's it.
Yeah, pocket nukes.
Yeah, dude, you can't have a nuke that small. It has to be like 100 kiloton. I think it's probably approaching the lower limits. That's not a pocket nuke, mate. That's a fairly big nuke.
I want a pocket nuke. No, worst it will do is take someone's eyebrows off.
Worst it will do is take out half of town.
Okay, right.
So yeah, dude, you can't just have something which takes people's eyebrows out. That's called a match. You can buy those legally as it is. Oh my god, we need to ban matches.
Quack, quack.
Yeah. Oh god, what the hell is going on with this show? Right, let's talk a bit about PlayStation.
I just saw that it said Microsoft, then it said PlayStation, so I thought...
Yeah, Microsoft has acquired the PlayStation brand.
Oh, what?
It's now going to be called the X-PlayStation.
You'd love
until somebody realized.
You'd love that, wouldn't you? I could just see you going up and down the high street with a big banner saying, "Now time has come. It is the revolution. Microsoft owns Sony.
I don't want that. I don't want Microsoft to own Sony.
I'll just imagine if they bought out the PlayStation section.
I don't even want them to
disassemble it.
They shouldn't even own the PlayStation business. They've got their own flipping business. They should license their platform to Sony for Sony to build their own thing on, but they shouldn't just buy it out. And I mean, Microsoft PlayStation, it sounds lame. PlayStation. I'd become a PlayStation fanboy. We can't have that, can we? Oh, God. Right. Anyway, this is an article that Adam brought to my attention.
Quack.
Basically, this is quoting some Microsoft dude who, unsurprisingly, says that the PlayStation business is heading south. Well, tell us something we don't know.
No, I don't think it was heading south before. I think it was just climbing one step at a time.
One step at a time, yeah. Well, everyone else is doing 50 steps.
On a downwards elevator.
Yeah, basically he says that a lot of the PlayStation 2 owners went to the Xbox 360 instead of the PS3. Mm. And obviously the hardcore people go PS3 because it's, you know, the high-end thing, even though high-end on it really just means SingStar, I suppose. But anyway, yeah, I mean, whatever. This isn't exactly surprising that they've said this.
Yeah.
I mean, they quote all these sales figures. Yeah, Resident Evil sells more. Well, duh, the Xbox 360's got the bigger platform. If it sold less, you've got something to worry about.
Mm.
Oh, wow, Halo Wars sold 1 million units. Whoopee-doo-dah. Where's the PC version?
You're seeing stuff like Tekken 6.
Tekken 6!
Which comes out later this year. One of the best beat-em-ups you can get on PlayStation.
Oh, PlayStation!
And it's out on Xbox 360.
Yep.
So straight away, I'll probably get it on Xbox because I'm building my fight stick for my Xbox. There's no point me buying it on PlayStation whatsoever. So,
Keep your feet on the ground, laddie.
I was actually looking into...
Keep your feet on the ground, laddie.
Looking into the fight stick, and some of the joysticks you can get proper ones. So,
what do you mean proper ones?
Sorry. Flight stick.
Flight.
You can get the flight stick top.
Flight.
Yeah.
Aeroplane. Yeah. Stick.
Yeah.
Joystick.
With a thing. I was just thinking.
Joystick. What a silly name.
We could actually build our own steel battalion.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but it's like, you know it's going to suck if we build it.
I'd be curious whether or not it's backwards compatible. The game. I wonder if it would actually work on Xbox 360. No, it wouldn't because it needs to be plugged in. That was the thing. He got plugged into the... There was no USB ports on an Xbox One.
No, used the controller. Well, the ports were essentially USB. They just had their funny connections on it.
Yeah.
You can actually get in the Guitar Hero pack. Mm. Guitar Hero 2, I believe. On Xbox 360. It's actually got a USB to old-style Xbox converter on it.
Hmm.
So, yeah, you could actually plug it in.
USB to Xbox or Xbox to USB?
What difference does it make?
It makes a big difference because it means you can either plug a USB device into an Xbox One or you can plug an Xbox One device into a USB console.
It's USB to Xbox old style dongle.
Right, okay. So if you had Steel Battalion, you wouldn't be able to, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, you could plug Steel Battalion into an Xbox 360 with it. It's a USB to old style adapter.
That's what I meant, but it's male. Which end is it, male or female?
It's a normal one. It's a normal USB, and it's a normal Xbox 360 dongle bit.
Yeah, but which bit? It's
the normal way round.
Male or female?
The normal way, whichever the normal way is.
All right, just so I can explain.
I know what you mean, but
is it that or is it?
Of course, it's that. Otherwise, it wouldn't plug into anything, would it?
Right, that's what I meant.
Slap.
So the Xbox bit is the female one for you to plug an Xbox One device into it.
Right. You know the old Xbox controllers? They had a breakout bit on the cable.
Oh, the breakout bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you take that off and you can put... Thank you, that's all. That's what I'm... You made it sound like it was a USB dongle with a USB on one end and the Xbox thing at the other end.
No, it's a breakout lead. USB on one end instead of the chunky connector and the round connector in the middle on the other end to plug the controller in.
That's good.
I think that's in Guitar Hero 2. Because that was wired on the Xbox.
I see what you mean now. So you could put that on the end of the Steel Battalion and just plug it.
Yeah. Whether it would work, obviously, is another matter.
Yeah.
But it would actually plug in, which is good.
All depends if it's backwards compatible. That was a great game. Although I couldn't...
It was a shit game. It just had a cool controller.
Yeah. It probably could work today. considering the fact that you've got stuff like Guitar Hero and Rock Band where you've got all this massive
plastic. Yeah, but they would have to do a really, really good job on the game.
Yeah.
The game would have to be a stunning game.
They'd have to release several. If a company had different teams and they all went off doing different styles of games that all use this one controller, then they'd have
Let's talk success. A bit about the new Grand Theft Auto game. Have you played on this yet?
No.
Chinatown Wars on Nintendo DS. I had a go on it today, and I must say, whoa, I was really impressed. This is like the best DS game ever.
Really?
Yes, really.
I must admit, I thought it would be good. I must admit, I do like the old style
top-down. I was expecting the old style top-down stuff, but it's not. It's 3D.
Does the camera move, or is it always
The camera sort of locks above and behind you.
All right.
Do
you use the stylus at all?
You can use the stylus to walk around, or you can just use the controls.
Mm-hmm.
So on the bottom screen, you've got your mini-map and stuff like that, and you can, you know, point where you want to go and run in that direction, or you can just use the D-pad. And then the top screen, you have a sort of 3D view up and behind you of your character. But it's got a few sort of neat twists in it. Like at the very start of the game, you fall into a river in your car, and you have to break your windscreen to get out of it, and you use a touchscreen to do that. So you just hit touchscreen and things like that. But you've also got hot wiring cars. And you actually, there's a little puzzle you've got to do on the touchscreen to do that. So,
straight away, I'm thinking you've got to do Pipe Dream to break into something.
No, this isn't Bioshock. So, all the noob cars, for example, they're easy to hotwire. You just have a screwdriver and poke it at the keyhole and wriggle it around and stuff. But as you get more, you know, like high end cars, they've got immobilizers. And you have to hack the onboard computer and stuff like that.
I like that. I must admit, it was always something I was hoping would be brought into Grand Theft Auto 4 after playing the Splinter Cell games, where you get that kind of breakout view of the locking mechanism and you're actually rotating the analog sticks to pick the door lock. And I thought you could easily enough do something like that, which means that you're still looking around, the camera is still looking around at what's about, and you're trying to break into this car. And you can either do it slowly and not set the alarm off, or you just go and bugger it and put your elbow through the windshield, and you've got to do the same for there. So you can't steal a car as quick to make the game harder.
No, but I would assume that the game actually pauses while you're doing that.
Yeah.
So if you were like being chased by a bunch of police,
yeah,
they're not going to pull you out and arrest you or anything.
That's cool.
So I thought it was actually quite interesting, and it wasn't annoying. You know, a lot of the time when they put these little puzzles in,
It gets annoying quick.
Flipping annoying, but this was actually all right.
It's not very often you change car, though, once you've got your car.
No. There's also motorbikes in it as well, which are cool. A targeting system's a little finicky. Actually, I suppose the controls, you just have to get used to the controls. Like, when I first started playing, I was just like hitting the buttons randomly, trying to work out what stuff does. So you use your shoulder buttons to select the target. And then you press I can't remember which button it is, the button... And then you just, the two of the buttons on the four button thing will do your, you know, punching and beating people up stuff.
Okay.
That's quite cool. I didn't manage to find a gun in it, so I couldn't tell you how
it fires
ranged combat works. But it's quite good. It's set in Liberty City.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually got the same city layout as in GTA 4.
Okay.
So if you're a hardcore GTA 4 fan, you might be able to work your way around this. There's a few other sort of things they put into it, like drug dealing, and you can now like adjust your prices and basically you just have to take, like, you know, you see an opportunity to do a good deal and you go there and do it, and you get money from that. So if you like, they're supplying this, I think there's six different types of drug in it which you can sell, and you just have to, you know, get the supply and demand right, and you can really make some money out of that. So that's cool.
It's just about, we just spent 5 minutes talking about video games not cause violence or bad things in the world, and here we are talking about how cool it is you can deal drugs in a video game. This game is an 18, isn't it? It plays...
No, it's 12.
Yeah.
No, it's actually... Yes, it's 18 certificate.
Yeah, it's 18.
I don't see why. Because, I mean, you're not...
Hey, it's the subject matter. It's the subject matter more than graphics.
Dude! We have 13-year-old drug dealers around here.
Yeah.
They've not played this game, obviously, because they're under 18. But they're still doing it.
It might give them some tips.
Yeah, they might actually learn how to do a better job of it.
Yeah, better deal. We're at the market. No, that sounds good. I must admit, I was kind of, I saw an advert for it, and I was kind of like, meh. You know.
So yeah, initially the whole China thing sort of put me off. But
it's Chinatown. It's the triads, the gangs, and something.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I've not really gone into any of the story other than the first mission, which was just drive to some place after falling in the river. But I spent a lot of time just goofing around.
Yeah,
you can look in dumpsters for stuff and, you know, things like that.
They've opened up a large amount of element because so much of it is limited by
What impressed me was the graphics on it.
Because it's cel-shaded 2D sort of really stylistic, hasn't it?
Yeah, I was expecting that, and it's not really like that. I'll see if I can find a video for Adam. Chinatown what? Chinatown what? Oh, here we go. Is this it? Yeah, we know you've got your R4 cartridge. Just get on and show us the game.
I need to get one of those.
No, you don't. Naughty. So yeah, you can sort of see what the graphics are like. So it's sort of top-down and just behind. But it's all 3D and everything.
That is really good.
I was really impressed by it.
The controls got... The car's got some real movement there. He's sliding all over the place, skidding about. Oh, I'm so... This is going to have to be my next DS game.
Yeah, if I had a DS, I'd buy this. There's a few things which are annoying. People are bigger than they should be. But that's, you know... to make it a bit easier to see. So yeah, there's a police car there. And he stole a police car.
No, it's cool, that.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't seem to be any frame rate issues or anything. So it's actually quite good for a DS.
I've been looking for another DS game. The last one I bought was Mario vs. Donkey Kong 2, the puzzle game one where you've got the robotic wind-up Marios and donkeys and
you've been buying a lot of games lately, haven't you?
I bought that last year when I went to Canada. Yeah, I must admit, it's quite a good game.
Put it on your to-do list. Buy Chinatown Wars. Speaking as somebody who isn't a DS person, I'm not sure if I'll be able to review it or not, but it's a lot better than, you know, it's a lot better than I was expecting. I was expecting, you know, a 2D thing, and it's not.
It's.
I suppose I'd give it 4 out of 5. I might even give it 5 out of 5 if I was a DS gamer, you know.
There was Grand Theft Auto on something earlier, wasn't there?
The previous ones were 2D. The PSP one was 3D, I think.
Yeah. There's the PSP ones, which is rehashed.
PSP!
Wasn't the one the Game Boy Color or something?
Yeah, probably.
Or am I thinking of someone else? I might have been thinking of something else. I think there was one on the Game Boy Advance, something that sort of generation. But all it was a rehash of Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2 sort of thing.
Choo-choo.
No, that looks quite good. I must admit, I'm going to put that on my list of
DS games. Yeah, so DS gamers out there, I'd highly recommend you check out this game.
And I must admit, the great thing about Grand Theft Auto, and straight away, you were mucking about. You need a game. I like games I can just pick up and do something and not have to try and complete it.
Yeah, I mean, GTA is ideal for that. You just goof around with it for a bit. I also had a quick go on Broken Sword as well. What can I say about it, really? Again, graphics are a tiny bit better than I was expecting, although I don't think the top screen is used very well. So when you go into a different zone, the top screen changes a bit to sort of reflect where you've moved. So I was in Paris, I think, and the Eiffel Tower's in the background, and when I moved to a different zone, like room or whatever, like I moved out of the zone, out of the screen borders, it changed to a different place, and it, you know, you had a bit of camera angle there. I thought they could have done something a bit more fancy with the top screen rather than just sort of using it as a sort of background for where you are. But I'll need to never look at that, even though I'm not a Broken Sword fan, but whatever.
Played it a little bit, but...
We should get Shoesmith on and he can talk about it.
Cool.
Or we could get Chris up here and he could talk about it.
Does he like Broken Sword?
All he likes is World of Warcraft.
True.
Let's talk a bit about the recent Pwn to Own competition. We probably talked about this last year as well, actually.
Pwn to Own.
Yeah, let's just open these two articles. From my blog, of course. So yeah, the Pwn to Own contest is a contest they do. It's $10,000 top prize, and you just have a bunch of hackers there trying to hack into stuff. This year, they had a slight twist in that mobile phones were also a target they could go after. Although nobody actually did. They just concentrated on web browsers. So Safari, Firefox, and IE were all on the list, obviously. Although, for Internet Explorer, they used a beta version and a beta version of Windows as well. So it wasn't final code like macOS they were testing on. So Safari on macOS went down within 10 seconds. Firefox and IE took a couple of hours. So yeah, again, you know, like I say all the time, macOS is not secure at all. This is what Charlie Miller, the bloke who did it in 10 seconds, says about macOS. He says, well, the interviewer asks, why Safari? Why didn't you go after IE or Firefox? And he says, it's really simple. Safari on the Mac is easier to exploit. The things that Windows do to make it harder for an exploit to work, Macs don't do. Hacking into Macs is so much easier. You don't have to jump through hoops and deal with all the anti-exploit mitigations you'd find in Windows. It's more about the operating system than the target program. Firefox on a Mac is pretty easy too. The underlying OS just doesn't have any anti-exploit stuff built into it. With my Safari exploit, I put the code into a process and I know exactly where it's going to be. There's no randomization. I know when I jump in there, the code is there and I can execute it there. On Windows, the code might show up, but I don't know where it is. Even if I can get to the code, it's not executable. Those are the two hurdles that the Macs don't have. So yeah, I mean, again, like last year, Apple just fall over within... Well, last year it took 2 minutes for the Mac to be hacked.
Yeah.
So yeah, again, this isn't particularly surprising, but it's something I think, you know, needs to be stated a lot.
It's the thing that with when Vista came out, and everyone complains about the annoying thing grayed out screen and the, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? Do you want to do this? Are you sure you want to do that?
That's not what it asked, Adam. Quote it properly.
You know what I mean? But people complain about
the UAC prompt. The elevation prompt.
Yeah, people complain about it, but that's what it's doing. That's why it's good.
Well, that's not even covering that. So the criteria for the exploit to work was it just needed to be able to access user data. So they're not even elevating to a root or administrator level. Although obviously you could follow up with another exploit to get privilege escalation. So on macOS, the browser just runs with the user privileges, which is enough to access their documents. On Windows, Vista and up, IE is sandbox, so it's you've actually still got to do a privilege escalation to get the user's data because it's sandboxed. So yeah, if you wanted to go after administrator access, then you'd have to get through the, you know, the elevation prompt. So yeah, it's just something, you know, we need to put out there to you know, the macOS, you know, it's going down, dude. It's old. I mean, come on, macOS 10, it's 8 years old. It's 8 years old, and they do these minor little revisions and charge people £100 for them. And, you know, they just don't take security seriously. It's like QuickTime, and QuickTime is a goddamn nightmare. QuickTime is just banned because it's so god.
I like my Mac.
Until, bring it up here. I'll run this code on it, and I'll delete all your documents off of it.
Thanks, that'd be nice. And then I'll pour that drink into your PC.
Go ahead. There's nothing in it.
Where's your bottle of Coke? You always have a bottle of Coke. There it is. There's the bottle of Coke.
Yeah, okay, so you need to actually have physical access to my machine to break it. I could just make you click on a link in a browser. Hey, Adam, check out these show notes. Pow! It wasn't me. So yeah, that's cool. What else should I talk about? Oh yeah, macOS sales down 40% on last year. PC sales up 9%.
This summer, for iPhone users...
Oh yeah, the iPhone will get a version 1 feature.
Cut, copy, and paste. Coming soon this summer.
And you only have to pay £10 for it if you've got an iPod Touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put that in there. iPhone 3.0.
Yeah, so iPhone will be coming out. Cut, copy, and paste. There will be a media messaging service put in.
Oh, another version 1 feature.
But it's a different thing. It is a 3G only. Because it's using 3G, because you will actually get the high-end photographs being sent. But not only will it send pictures, it will also send documents, and you will also be able to send audio files.
Use email.
Well, yeah, it's just for those people who want to use that instead.
It's for their feature sheet. So yeah. Where it's compared with a Nokia 5 quid phone, which you get free out of a packet of crisps, it can send a picture message.
Yeah. I have received picture messages, and I spend half the time staring at it going, so what is it?
It's a blur. Well, that's the thing. A lot of phones will resize a picture. I mean, mine, you can just tell it to resize it or not.
Yeah. But I must admit, that's the great thing is, that, you know, if I take a picture and there's a chance I do want to actually send it to my dad doesn't have the ability, even if I did, he wouldn't know what to do with it. His Nokia doesn't have a camera built into it. His new one does, but the one he's using at the moment doesn't. So, to be honest, it'd be easier for me to just email him the picture. But Sarah is the person who I'd email the picture the most likely, and she's got an iPhone, so she can look at the picture straight away and send something back to me. So, ain't that fast.
Yeah, the trouble with email on the iPhone is, unless you use an exchange, you don't have proper push.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Because MobileMe only pulls every 15 minutes or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's something that was supposed to be push, but
it was Apple's version of push, which is not push.
No, it was going to be push, but it failed, so they actually dumped it back down to...
It didn't fail at all. They just lied.
To 15 minutes. If you're on Microsoft Exchange, you get push.
Well, I think Google has actually licensed ActiveSync, so it wouldn't surprise me if Google put something together with Gmail.
But they're not
going to do that on the PC, which is annoying. Because I'll tell you what, if they had ActiveSync support on Google for calendar, contacts, and email, they'd make a killing.
Mm.
But it looks like they're just going to do it for mobile for now.
Yeah, I must admit, if
toilet arseness reward not to be sniffed at. Sorry, I'm just looking at the BBC website.
My mum told me this really good joke. This blind man and his guide dog walk into a store, and he picks up the dog and by the lead, and he lifts the dog up by the lead and starts swinging it round his head in the store. So he's swinging this dog by its lead round the head, and the
How
guy
big comes, is the dog?
I don't know. It's a guide dog, and the owner of the store comes up to the guy and says, "Can I help you at all?" And he's like, "No, I'm just looking around." You needed your button then.
Animal cruelty, Adam. I'm going to have to report that man to the police. I'm not kidding. Give me his name. And also, let me know where he works out to lift a guide dog up into the air and swing him around his head. Flipping hell.
Maybe he's got the new mini guide dogs that are Jack Russell's.
That's not a guide dog. That's a cat.
Cat with a bad temper.
Yeah, so the iPhone's having some new features.
Yeah.
I thought of this, you know... It's a fairly respectable update. It removes all my obvious flaws. I can poke at the iPhone.
Yeah, I haven't.
So I won't be able to sneer and say, I can't copy and paste.
The full list of features that are being added is about 100.
Oh, Adam!
They've
got about 5 new features they're adding.
Yeah, I haven't looked.
Tweaking that pixel up in that corner there—that isn't a feature.
Yeah. Well, there's things like a lot of people complained about the fact that when you went on Safari, you could change the keyboard layout by rotating the phone 90 degrees and having it in
landscape. Oh, yeah, a lot of applications didn't support landscape, didn't they?
Yeah, so email and text messaging didn't support landscape, so they're actually changing now so you can write a text message in landscape and you can write an email in landscape, which weren't compatible before.
In other news, Windows Mobile 6.5 is looking a bit better. Microsoft showed a bit more of it at MIX this week.
Windows 6.5?
Windows Mobile 6.5.
Oh, right, sorry. I didn't hear the mobile. I was thinking, what, they've gone back 0.5? They go, 7's not good enough. I think we need to go back to maybe 6.5.
6.1, mate.
Yeah, 6.1.
This is Windows 7.
6.1.
NT 6.1. Yeah, you've got to maintain the compatibility, you see. You know, if they're doing, if applications are still doing flipping version checks against the kernel, you should just punch them in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, they're changing the version number anyway. 6.6 to 6.1. That's still a change. They might as well just change it to, you know, to 7. What's Windows 8 going to be?
6.2.
Well, at least that is, you know, at least you could argue what it's 6 plus 2. But they can't do that forever.
Yeah, exactly. We wanted to also say a shout. We did a shout out for Falklore. We also wanted to send shite.
Send a shite to who?
A shout out to a Mr. Mike Sykes Blythe, otherwise known as Biscuit, because he started listening to our podcast, and he says it's very freaky because he listens to his podcast off his BlackBerry, so he's got the hands-free kit in one ear, and he says it's very disturbing when you finish talking and I start talking, because as I'm talking I walk past him in the office and carry on talking, and he says it's really weird where you can hear my voice from two different directions but it's saying two different things, and it freaks
out. Isn't
he
supposed to be doing work at work?
Well, he's working while listening to podcasts. I'm normally
isn't he supposed to be paying attention to work?
I'm normally listening to WoW podcasts.
Oh dear.
People could say, well, what about, you've got to support your own podcast. I can't listen to my own podcast because I don't want
to. I actually listened to an episode a couple of days back. I thought our podcast was actually a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah?
I'm much more annoying than I used to be. I interrupt Adam at least, I'm going to work it out one of these days, at least 3 times more often. I sneer at his comments at least twice as often.
It'd be boring otherwise.
Well, yeah, that's you know, the thing which happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's just show Adam a picture of the International Space Station. There you go, Adam.
Here's that line again.
The line.
I remember.
There's a line in this picture. It's the washing line.
I remember when we first started doing this show, and when I was still living at home with my parents, and you texted me and said, "Go outside so you can see the International Space Station." And I'm stood outside with a pair of binoculars and a mobile phone, texting you, trying to work out which direction it would be coming. Just so
coming from the west.
That was around about the time when I came and picked you up late at night, and we disassembled.
What, we did our late night?
No, it wasn't late. It was in the evening, and we disassembled your telescope, drove it down.
Oh my god!
Into my village, and
oh my god, there's Yoda!
Oh my god, it's Yoda in a bush.
We found freaky. Yoda. That actually looks like Yoda as well, doesn't it? God, that's really creepy.
You want to put that on the internet and go look? You were taking a picture of the space station and an alien was watching you.
Yeah, I'll put that up. The BBC will probably carry it. Bunch of retards. It's a tree. It just looked like Yoda. It's not actually Yoda.
But yeah, we disassembled Paul's massive Russian telescope and we took it down there.
We were out until about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we spent
ages. And I still didn't get a really good picture out of it.
We sat cuddled in. I was sat in the passenger seat, my feet on the dash. You were sat in there, and we had jammed into the dashboard your smartphone watching an episode of Simpsons with our arms kind of like, it's cold. It just sat there and it's like, it's getting darker. It's dark enough. Let's go.
And then the cloud came over.
Yeah, then we jammed the, yeah, so I don't know if the cloud had come over. Then we jammed the camera in the end of the telescope to take a picture.
Yeah, I just rested in the top of it.
And then some guy turned up who was always
some
making
gas man.
Yeah, because he's worried that people were trying to break into the caterpillared diggers and stuff that were there, and then he just started chatting to us for ages while we were taking all the footage. Oh, that was quite cool. It was a hell of a bugger to put that telescope together. I'm glad we went during the day and not try to put that together in the dark. That
I can do it in the dark.
Is it? Do you have it like on a piece of cloth or something in the living room, and you practice putting it together like the SAS, where they have to put a gun together blindfolded?
Dude, I can put that telescope together inside of 10 seconds.
Sweet.
No, it's really, you've got three.
Yeah, it wasn't that hard. It was more.
You know,
the
you've
sense
got
of
a thing that you've got a big pole. You put the thing in the pole, then you put this thing on the other thing.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And then you tighten the bolts.
Unless I'm making it sound more than it was.
You're making it sound like it was a major super.
Yeah, it was fun though. It was quite good.
Yeah, we will do it again one day. Adam was thinking, no.
Well, it'd be easier because I can fit it in the Golf easier.
Let's talk a bit.
Corsa was tiny.
Oh yeah, you had that.
purple core.
Yeah.
Badly painted purple Corsa.
Internet Explorer 8 was released.
The final
final version was released on Friday?
Right.
Thursday.
Does this mean if you are running Vista, any version of Vista, you will not get this unless you go find it? Am I correct in saying that?
You have to go and install it, yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be something that's going to be thrown in an update, so people shouldn't start thinking that it's crap and they haven't received anything.
It will be offered on Windows Update in the future, but you can always opt out of it. Okay. So when Internet Explorer comes down, if you run the install, you still get the Internet Explorer installation thing. So it's not just like secretly installed on your computer.
Okay.
You actually do have to willingly accept it. But as of this moment in time, we can check what the market share is for it. So yeah, obviously I've installed it on everything.
Transformers.
It's now up to 2.42% market share.
Cool.
That's not bad considering that's only 1, 2, 3, 4 days. Mm. So what's doing Internet Explorer 8? Well, you've got, for web developers, it now supports CSS 2.1. And it passes more of a WC, the W3C, the W3C test than any other browser, including Chrome, Firefox, etc., etc.
Sorry, I was just looking in your cabinet of socks to see if there was a cat in there.
There probably is a cat in there. Well, it got opened. Okay, maybe not.
No cat in there.
I remember the time when it jumped out and I said it was a boogeyman and you like crap yourself.
No, it was the time I shit myself was when you went, no, the cat's not in there. You opened it out and the cat jumped out.
No, that's not what happened. You heard a noise there. I said, don't worry, it's just a boogeyman. And then you were like on edge for the next few minutes because you kept hearing these odd noises occasionally and then the cat bolted out of it by itself.
And you jumped
out of your chair like 6 foot.
The cat would not leave me alone. It was just rubbing itself up and down my leg and I ended up white.
Yeah, so Internet Explorer 8, what's new? You've got, like I said, CSS 2.1 supported, passes more of a W3C test than any other browser. They put together like 7,000 odd test cases for it. So yeah, CSS 2.1 support is good.
Does it have that private button as well?
Yeah, you've got the porn mode.
Yeah.
In private browsing. There we go. In private. That's a user feature. I'm talking about developer features at the moment.
Okay. Well, developers might want to look at porn while they're working.
No, they've got a VM for that. You've got developer tools in it now, like Firebug. These are actually really high-end and quite advanced, actually. I really like the developer tools in it. You can just click on that and see which is what. See? And then you can actually change it here. Like if I change the margin to 500 pixels. Well, it's still 5. There we go, and it doesn't do anything for some reason. But you get the idea.
Yeah.
Oh shit, get off.
Oh, you've wrecked it now. You've wrecked the internet.
Oh no, the internets have been pondered. End user features, it's got tons. It's faster than IE7. It's, you know, same sort of speed as Chrome and Firefox. And if somebody wants to get picky, I can argue it's faster if they really want. It's got accelerators, so...
You can push a button and it goes a little bit faster for a short period of time?
Nope. You can, if I select this, for example, it's Internet Explorer 8, which I've selected on this page, you get the little accelerate button up.
Okay.
And so if I want to just see where that is on a map, obviously the map's not going to show me because it's not real. If I want to translate it.
Email it.
Yeah.
Define with Encarta. Oh my god, Encarta. I remember that. I used to love playing with Encarta when I was a kid. Carter 97.
I mean, I can tell it to go search on Wikipedia for that entry, and I can do that with all one click of the mouse, because before you'd have to copy and paste it, you'd have to open a new tab, you'd have to go to Wikipedia, paste it in, and so then
this
enter.
This does everything off a new tab.
Yeah,
I saw that it had,
and you can use Google if you want and all
it
this
said,
sort of stuff.
It said email. Now, would that mean you have to be signed up to something specific, or
The email on here is with Windows Live, so you need a Hotmail account.
Right.
Actually, no, I tell a lie. This is going to open... Yeah, this is going to open Hotmail. which obviously I don't have, but you can quickly browse and find more somewhere.
So you add some to the list, can you?
Yeah, so in this search box at the top, I've got live search is the default if you use the express settings. But I put Wikipedia on here, and it will do a Wikipedia search, and I can say...
Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars.
Well, if I start typing in Grand Theft Auto, Wikipedia will show me a bunch of results automatically with images as well, which is actually quite...
Oh, it's got its rating. What rating does it have? It has a BBFC 18
and ESRB
Mature.
Stop. Dude, we're talking about Internet Explorer. Ignore the content. So you can put Google on it if you want and you know all this other stuff. You've got dig ones as well. So here we go. Find more accelerators. What have we got? We've got an ASBO one. Oh, that's ASUS, whatever that is. So you can use Yahoo Maps. You can search on eBay. You can do the Hotmail thing. Use dig so you can quickly dig stuff.
Dig it.
But yeah, it's literally in about 10 lines of code you need to put together one of these accelerators. So it's quite easy to do. Even if you've got one which doesn't actually exist, you can just put your own together.
Sweet.
You've also got tabbed grouping, so you see these tabs here have colours on it. So my blog ones all have colours on it because they're related, because I opened those two tabs off this one. These are all the same as well because I opened these off the... so they're all green.
Cool. Green tabs.
You've also got the favourites bar.
Favourites.
So you can actually put your favourites on there. I'll just show you the web slices feature as well. This is a web slice I put together for Catherine's website. And here we go, it's crashed. This isn't the final version, this is the beta version. But all the tabs are in the independent processes, so one tab crashing won't take out the browser.
Okay. Can you...
See, the browser's still here, and it works fine. This tab's being recovered. So here's a what's called a web slice. So it's a part of a web page, and you can just quickly add it to... Oh, maybe I've broken it. This is the trouble when I put things together. Let's,
Survey says...
Let's go to eBay.
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 E-buyer.
Okay, eBay doesn't
matter. Welcome to e-buyer, where you can buy your letter E.
Wow. I've broken Catherine's website somehow. I'm going to get told off now. Yeah, so anyway, web slices, you can just like show a little bit of a web page. So here we've got, Catherine's got the Twitter and her blog post on there. So you could put that up into the favorites bar.
Cool.
And it'll tell you when it's been updated.
Do you Twitter?
I do have a Twitter account.
Do you follow anyone?
No, I don't pay attention to it. I don't see the point of it, to be honest.
I like it because I've got it on my iPhone. I only actually log into Twitter... to
I've got 8 followers though. I've only ever done 2 twits though, or tweeps or whatever they're called.
Tweets.
So here, the first one, this is back in July of last year when I first signed up. I sent a message to Catherine saying that I'm using Twitula on my phone at the moment, and this is something I sent this week actually, because it at the Mix conference they had a live twit feed with the video, so I wanted to chuck this out there saying that Internet Explorer 8 has been released.
Ah, so that's what your tutor is, so I'll be able to follow you.
Yeah, to spurn off, same as anything else. I've got 8 followers, they all worship me.
I'm twittering in as Adam Clough.
Oh, relads.
Went for a classic. So, yeah.
So what else in Internet Explorer 8? Well, it's more secure. So Internet Explorer 7 had the phishing filter. This has got a smart screen.
So one had a phishing filter, and this one's got a smart screen.
Yeah, so basically your fish just hit the screen instead of the net. So basically, it just checks for known malicious websites as well. As well as just phishing websites. So that's cool.
It's about to be someone who's just into video games and listening thinking,
So this stops me from
being
able to
watch... Yeah, you know that bloke on the Discovery Channel, that fish man? His website is blocked!
And it comes up and he looks like he's in a screen.
Oh, I know what we can talk about. Worldwide Telescope. Remember this application?
Oh, yeah.
Best application on Windows. There is now a Silverlight version.
Silverlight?
Yep. WorldwideTelescope.org. So you can run it in a web browser. So this will work on your operating system of choice.
Mac.
Oh, savior of the universe. Mac, my applications are still launching. Come on, stop bouncing and launch.
I like the bouncy. Bouncy, bouncy,
I'll tell you what, bouncy. If these icons started bouncing up and down, I forgot. Urge to kill, rising. I don't like... That's a zero priority interrupt. A bouncing thing.
You can turn it off.
It's annoying. So here's a Silverlight version.
Spaces. Now Spaces is good. Windows should look into Spaces.
We've already got it. It's a power toy for Windows 98 and up.
Really? Never seen that.
Oh, for Christ.
Show me. Show me.
Let's use Google today.
Google.
I actually want to find it, not just spend a half hour looking for it.
What, using like Ask or
Power Toy multiple desktops. Oh, here's the XP one. Virtual Desktop Manager. There we go. Manage up to 4 desktops from the Windows taskbar with this Power Toy.
Okay.
Happy now?
Yeah.
Have you caught up with Windows yet?
Mac OS X has 4 as standard, and then more if you want them.
So yeah, here it is, the Silverlight version.
Sweet.
So it's all the same sort of stuff. You can zoom in on the Orion Nebula there.
No one has to actually bother downloading anything to run this.
Well, they need the Silverlight runtime, obviously.
Right.
But that's just like Flash.
Okay.
Only it's a lot smaller and works better and doesn't have all these security updates every 10 seconds.
Okay.
You need Silverlight 2 for it.
So will that work on any browser?
Firefox and Safari on the Macintosh.
Cool.
I don't think anything else is supported on it. So yeah, it's actually quite good. Obviously, you can see the frame rate is a bit pants.
Mm.
This is because there's no GPU acceleration like the full Windows client.
So yeah, I must admit, good way if you just want to have a play and see what it's like before you committing yourself to...
Silverlight 3 will have hardware acceleration, so... When Silverlight 3 gets released, whenever that is, it will be a lot better. I mean, people will try and compare it with Google Sky, but Google Sky, I mean, this is like a, you know, you zoom in and out. You know, Google Sky, you have fixed zoom levels where it grabs new images all the time. This is a lot more fancy. And it's also got a lot more data than Google Sky.
So yeah, worth having a look at.
Yeah, you can check that out, worldwidetelescope.org/webclient.
Sweet.
But as Silverlight 3 is going to have hardware acceleration, I predict we're going to see a lot more Silverlight games.
That is cool. Especially like when we've been looking at like
Quake Live. Quake Live. Could do that in Silverlight. Yeah. Well, they've already done Quake 1 in Silverlight, but it's obviously not hardware accelerated.
Yeah. Have you gone looked into anything more on playing Quake Live? Have you had much of a go on it?
I'll tell you what, let's have a look now, shall we? Since I've got drivers which have actually got OpenGL support now. Download. I've already downloaded it. Quake Live is loading.
You must download again.
Congratulations, your account is ready to be used, but you must download it again. Probably because I uninstalled it. I'm never going to play this. If I want to play Quake 3, I'll just get it off the shelf there and play it. So yeah, Quake Live is a Quake 3 Arena, but a sort of... I'm not going to say it's a web client, because it's actually a, you know, like an ActiveX plugin.
Well, I just noticed you got Unreal Tournament 3 on the side. Did you go and buy Unreal Tournament 4?
I have not bought Unreal Tournament 3 yet, no.
So yeah, Unreal Tournament 3, not Unreal Tournament 2004.
Run.
So you didn't buy it for £8. Has it gone back up?
Oh shit, it's today, isn't it? Oh, bollocks. I'll have to see if it's still that price and then maybe I'll consider it.
Let's have a look now. Let's look for the viewers.
Oh, dude, I'm launching Quake Live. I'm launching Steam. What do you want to? What are you trying to do? Make the recording screw up? I've only got two CPUs, man.
You need a quad.
I do need a quad. Catherine's got one, but she won't give it to me.
She's got a quad.
Mm. Her PC is actually really high end. It's faster than mine.
Wow.
Yeah, that's saying something as well, isn't it? Because this 3-year-old machine is still epic.
Yeah, I saw her complaining on Facebook about the fact she got beaten on Street Fighter 4 or something. She was saying, I'm not a hardcore gamer, I just love games. And I must admit, I put my hand up to you because I'm exactly the same. I'm not great at every single game, but I just enjoy playing them.
Still £8.39, so I'm going to buy that.
You're going to buy it?
Yeah.
When does it end?
Today, I think. What do you want me to close? Internet Explorer. Okay.
Well, Quake Live.
Installing Quake Live.
Headshot.
Do you want to delete the Quake Free Live game directory? I thought it's installing it.
It's already installed, and because you're installing again, it's uninstalling. And then it crashes partway through and pauses and says, sorry, error has occurred. Deleting directory World of Warcraft.
Nice! I've got two World of Warcraft directories on my computer.
Two?
Yeah. One in the program files directory.
Yeah.
And one in the public folder for my mobile computers.
So if one goes down, you can just swap
it. I've always got a backup. I've also got backups on the server.
If mine goes down...
I've also got backup on there. And a backup downstairs.
If I ever lose mine, I'll just go use my time machine to go back in time and get another copy.
Your time machine? Adam. I'll just revert to the previous copy using the built-in features in Windows, like previous versions.
I will use the features in OS X called Time Machine, where I'll go back in time to a directory and grab the directory and pull it back into this time.
I will just click on this and click Restore. Without the fancy marketing buzzwords.
I get a really fancy screen that comes up and it looks like I'm travelling through
space
and time.
I've got a fancy screen with everything, boy!
Yeah, mine kind of looks like that, but I've got like space behind
it. Yeah, but yours doesn't look as good because it's all centred.
Yeah, because it's going through the kind of the black hole nebula.
No, it's not. It's a load of rubbish.
Is it done yet?
Yeah.
I want to see you shoot something.
But the listeners are like getting really bored now because we're just talking about bollocks.
Talk about bollocks.
I will play as Klesk, please. My controls, I want them to be inverted mouse, please.
And can we have a burger and cheese? Play!
Play! This is where it goes full screen now and my computer crashes. And we lose the episode. Loading sounds, loading map / QZ training. Blah, 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 blah. Start train.
Welcome to Quake Live.
Welcome to the game.
Quake, quack, quack.
Shut up and let me shoot you.
I'm here to help with some instructions and also find.
I know how to play the game. Just let me play.
There are players of all skill levels in Quake Live.
Skip.
We want to make sure.
Does it say skip?
Where you can have the most fun.
No.
What's she gonna say now?
Follow me, and let's get started.
Oh, shut up. I want to kill you.
This only takes about 10 minutes.
I ain't got 10 minutes.
So let's have fun.
Whatever, noob.
Shoot her.
This hallway is a series of short game challenges. The goal is to make it as far as you can. As soon as you can't go any further, just walk through the nearest portal. I'll see you in the arena.
What am I supposed to be doing here? I'll rocket jump over.
Rocket jump over.
Oh, those damn curved edges. I'm not getting up there, am I?
No, you're not doing very well.
Am I actually doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Oh my god, he's running forward there. That's not how you rocket jump. See?
Yeah, it stops you in midair. What are you doing? Oh, you're landing on your face.
That's not my face, that's my tail. go.
Oh, you needed to shoot that thing.
Excellent. You made it through. This is one of the many items.
Shooter.
It just happens to be my favorite. We're here to play a short match, but first, I want to show you around and give you a few pointers. If you already know what you're doing, you can press F3 at any time to jump straight into our match.
Z3.
Life is simple. Kill or frag enemy players.
Kill or frag. Press Z3. It's
called spawning, and you start with only a machine gun. However, there are more powerful weapons, armor, and health scattered throughout every arena. You need to collect this gear to have a better chance of scoring a frag and staying alive. When you get fragged, you lose your gear, but will quickly respawn in the arena with full health. Always remember, spawn, gear up, fight, and restock. Follow me, and I'll show you around the arena before we battle.
Oh, come on! I just want to kill you!
You collect items by simply walking over them. When you collect an item, it'll disappear from you.
Prepare to fight.
I am paying attention.
I said push that button.
3, 2, 1, fight.
Killer, killer!
I can't. I've got the grenade launcher.
There she is. She's going for backup.
She's going for the mega health. That's what she's going for.
Mega health. There she is.
Oh my god.
She pwned you.
Oh my god, my mouse is not working right.
Got a bigger gun. You've got a chainsaw thing.
Runaways.
Shotgun thing. Shoot it, and pull. Go on. Oh, he's gonna kill her. He's got her pinned into a corner. You're out of ammo, all you've got is some stupid bladey thing. Rocket launcher. And she's down.
This really does scale quite well to your skill level, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't like this game, I wanna put on easy.
You have taken the lead.
Well, Paul's doing pretty well. He's pinned her into the corner.
Got the flipping 100 armor now.
It's like a game of chess. He's sacrificing a piece just to get a better advantage.
So yeah, this is Quake Live. As you can see, it's just like Quake 3 Arena. Although the AI scales with you. And so do the human players who play it.
Good. If you can hear the alien style screaming, that's Paul.
That's me getting killed. Don't worry.
She doesn't make a noise. She's pretty hardcore. She stays pretty quiet. Probably because she's a psychopath.
You have taken the lead.
Right, there we go.
So that's Quake Live, Adam.
That runs pretty well considering the fact you're running that out of a browser.
Yeah, but it's not. It's actually like a. How the hell do I exit this thing? Leave match. Yeah, but it is actually an OpenGL, full-on thing. So
yeah.
It's not just like a little browser thing like Flash. It is actually, your account is not active. Whatever.
Your account is not active.
Right, let's put Quake Live on the show notes really quickly.
Yeah. I must admit, I was quite impressed with the scaling of it. It's brought Quake.
Yeah,
now. Paul is pretty much on the adrenaline rush here. He is like...
I have to play that later on. That crash lady is going down.
You're flushed. You can see you enjoyed that. You're like, must kill.
Well, yeah, I've not played Quake 3 in years, have I? So.
No.
I mean, Quake 3 is my main,
It's your main passion. It's your close quarter is
Yeah. Shoot
everything, where Unreal was a bit more open. I did like the look of Unreal when you showed it. The whole hoverboards and stuff, you did have that nice...
Yeah, you just want it because of the hoverboard, don't you?
Yeah. I like the quirkiness of it. But yeah, Paul's twitching. He's enjoying it. He wants to get back on. So yeah, Quake Live.
I'll play it in a window next week.
Yeah. If you
didn't check it out last time we mentioned it.
Quakelive.com.
Yeah. Quite a good idea.
Quake Free Arena, online multiplayer, all like, which uses your skill matching levels and all that fancy stuff. Mm-hmm. Which sucks, because it means I just can't jump onto a server and be the best player on it, like I am normally.
But will it scale back down again? If you like haven't played in a while and you start playing crap, will you always be stuck up with the high players, or will it start knocking you?
No, it will scale you up and down with it.
Yeah. So you start playing really crap, it'll start knocking you down.
Aye.
Cool. Yep. Sounds good.
Only for Windows.
Yeah. Boot camp. Oh, I've got Vista on my Mac.
Oh, you and your flipping Apple fucking marketing terms. It's a bootloader. God. Time Machine.
And for Time Machine, you can now get Time Capsule, the wireless hard drive.
Yeah, that's a good idea, isn't it?
That's what my dad's though.
Let's see how long it takes to back up my computer over a wireless network. 2 days later. 3 days later, it's finished. Okay. Gigabit Ethernet, mate.
Yeah, that's why I...
Max your hard drive out.
That's why mine's on 800 FireWire.
The trouble with a Time Machine though, is you can't use... You can't... You know, it has to be a separate drive. You can't, for example, have multiple partitions or back it up there or back it up to a server or whatever. Like, my machine will back up automatically every morning to my server.
Mm.
And then if I want to restore it, I boot it from the restore disk and just blast the image back on it. Yeah. Primitive, mate. Primitive. Especially for a laptop where, you know, you're not... Where you have to plug in a drive to it.
Well, I plug it in regularly because I always have a place where I put my laptop, but...
Yeah, I suppose you have to plug it in, don't you? Because the battery, right?
When I'm playing WoW, yeah. And now I want the extra monitor as well, so...
Yeah, you don't have that little monitor on the crappy Mac, do you?
WoW is not that great on my 15-inch. I prefer having my 24. My nice Dell.
Yeah, well, even on that monitor, which is whatever size that is, it's just too crowded.
Yeah.
I'm too used to it being widescreen.
It doesn't help the fact that we have HP 24-inch monitors at work, so I'm used to always having...
A 24-inch.
Yeah. It's a nice working desktop scale, I think. It's a good gaming... visual for the for a rig. I think it's a good thing to have. Fair enough, you could go OTT and run Jewel, but
I
do you think you'll ever upgrade your monitor when you're upgrading your rig, or do you think you're stick with this for quite some time?
I will stay with this monitor for quite a while.
Yeah, because you're on about maybe upgrading at some point, and then you'll move that one over to the monitor behind.
I was looking at monitors the other day, actually, because I wouldn't mind one with an HDMI port on it.
Hmm. So you'd be able to plug some HDMI in port, so you'd be able to plug in...
Well, it would save me using any DVD to be able to remove the protection off of Blu-ray and HD DVDs.
Hmm. Which is cool. You're doing a weird Zoom thing that's making me feel a bit nauseous. yeah, and that's quite cool.
What else?
Having a HDMI.
Yeah, so I was looking at getting two of them, but...
What, go 24-inch dual screen?
Yeah. I'm not even sure I would do that. I might just get like a normal size monitor of an appropriate height to match that, because... Two wide screens is quite a lot, and one of them, if I'm watching
non-wide screen that would match
the height of it, yeah.
Yeah, because that would just give you a small nudge to the side.
Yeah.
To be honest, with the amount of desk you've got,
I really shouldn't have put this magnifier on. I can't find my way around. Let me out of here.
You're lost. I must admit, for the size of table you've got, you could get away with just having two, but I must admit, if you wanted to, you could always put your monitor a little bit further away from you and then get two extra monitors. Instead of buying one big monitor, another 24-inch, you could buy two flat-screen monitors that are at the height of a 24-inch non-widescreen and then arc them slightly round a bit and have them...
But I need another graphics card.
To be able to run three monitors. Yeah, true.
Because it's only got two heads on it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I would love to be able to run.
What do you want me to call this on the show notes? Adam's Crazy Talk. Adam's Crazy Talk. Okay.
Yeah. Dual 24 monitors would be nice.
Yeah, but to be honest, I mean, I manage quite well with one monitor. I mean, like now, I would spread things around a bit, but I'm working in, I've got my text editor open, I've got an FTP client open, and I might have a web browser open.
I must admit, I would like to have two monitors just for the fact that you could, if you were doing something and it required the space to be able to stretch out, like if I was doing Photoshop work, and I just needed the actual space to get stuff out really large, it'd be useful, but I'd be tempted to just go to a monitor and switch it to another channel.
Supreme Commander!
Yes, your picture of when you actually did plug that monitor
back
in.
Back when I had dual monitors.
Yeah, you actually did do it.
Yeah.
That was very cool. I was very tempted to do it with mine, but my small monitor, whatever, 17 inch or whatever size
look,
it was.
That was in that pile there, was tidy.
And it's got the old massive humongous back to it, so there's no point doing it.
Yeah.
If my dad got rid of his Dell monitor and went for a larger one, I'd be tempted to take his back, just for the fact that I'd be able to like plug my Xbox into it quickly if I wanted to play Xbox in the den, or just for the fact...
Quack.
What I normally do is, because I'm running dual monitor off my Mac to the 24-inch, sometimes if I'm doing stuff and I don't really need to have the dual monitor running... I will turn it to another channel and I'll actually run a DVD off my DVD player and I'll watch a DVD on that while I'm doing work, which is cool. But yeah, I'd say that's about it.
Are you sure? Because we've managed to put an extra three items on the show notes.
Yeah, no.
Is it nothing else?
No, I'm happy.
Let's talk about... No, let's not talk about anything. I'm tired, I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Next week?
Yes.
Good, we'll be back next week for episode 150. So this will be 100 episodes since episode 50.
Surprise. Think about it.
150 episodes of GamerCast. Somehow we managed to talk about the same crap every week and not get bored.
It's a deformity in the brain.
Aye. Keep your feet on the ground, laddie.
Aye.
How is Brittany these days?
I haven't actually had a chance because I spent all of this weekend laying lino in the bathroom.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that took me all weekend. And then I was playing Street Fighter at night. If I played WoW, I would be on it all night, where Street Fighter does require large amounts of concentration to be able to get your tactics right without the computer handing your ass to you, because the AI is pretty strong. So... The good thing about it is
Google launched Street View in the UK, didn't they?
Yeah, did you hear about the fact that people were suing them about it?
Well, good luck suing them, but they removed the pictures, obviously, which is what they've already done in the United States.
They have announced that they're not making any big deal about it. If you find yourself...
You don't want to be on it,
yeah.
They'll take the picture down.
They will take the picture down, no query whatsoever. There has been on record that one guy complained because they actually found him actually walking out of a sex store. And the government did say they didn't like the fact that it did actually show a lot of the perimeter fences for army bases.
So what?
To be honest, I can't see a big deal about that because you can just go on a Google map and look at them from above view from satellite. Yeah.
There's a lot of hoo-ha over nothing, really.
Yeah. But Google were very forthcoming with the fact they're saying, well, if you don't like it, we'll bring it down.
It's not like they suddenly sprung this on everyone.
No, it's been a project in the making for quite some time.
I still think when Microsoft were going to do a Street View level, their implementation was better because you actually drove a sports car down the streets.
Really?
Yeah, do you not see it? Let me see if I can find the implementation on it. Because they just did a trial, then they decided to do the low-altitude aircraft photos, which I think is actually a bit better. This is when it's called Windows Live Local Street View. This is a couple of years old, so I don't even know it's still here. Preview, here we go. Yeah, so the heads-up display in the, on the screen. You can have a sports car, or you can have a person. Yeah, here we go.
So, it's got an Xbox controller on the side. So you had a little car and you could move it wherever and it would...
Yeah.
Cool. So you could plan how you were going to do your heist.
Yeah, so you could have a race car. You could have a sports car.
And it's...
Or you could just walk.
Cool.
As before, they stopped doing it.
Although it's still there.
Yeah, it's still there. What's the date on it? Who knows?
Right, we will see you guys
back
next week.
Back in the ordinaries. Yeah, next week we'll be back, which is the 20... whatever it is. 29th. And we'll be talking about...
Well, I will be purchasing... Hopefully, looking at purchasing my arcade parts. I'll be looking at my
stick. Here we go. Adam and his stick.
Yeah.
His fight stick.
My arcade fight stick.
In trouble, it should be Border Street Fighter by then.
Yeah, it does worry me, but...
You spend 6 months building this, and you never play the game again.
I got Kings of Fighter 12 and Tekken 6 to keep me happy as well.
Oh, God.
Street Fighter lasts forever.
Anyway, we'll be back next week.
Next week.